All right, come on, let's go. Today's episode, today's service is going to be on possessing the gates of heaven. And what are exactly the gates of heaven, okay? The spiritual world, we're talking about systematic mechanical ways to manage your energy. All religions are different forms to manage your energy. All religions come back to good and evil. All of our acts per day are judged by God as good or evil. It's just that simple. I'm going to open up with some words of admonishment here. So, this will be a short podcast, but this is a very important topic. So, possessing gates. Possessing gates means having the Christian vortex working in your life. That's what it means. And once you have the gates, and you possess the gates, and you've been granted the energetic spiritual level, you're now in the gates. You're now in a spiritual position to activate the hand of God in your life and to earn your reward, because Jehovah rewards the laborer. Jehovah likes diligent laborers. Jehovah likes bold lions who enforce peace in the ways of righteousness. There we go. Possessing the gates of heaven. This is a church where you want your destiny. The point of Christianity is for God to touch you. Satan knows this is a place of power. Be not ignorant of the devil's devices. The real testimony is spiritual growth. Be hungry for wisdom to understand God. When you come to church regularly, you grow in anointing, which is the power of God. If you don't go to church, you cannot grow in anointing. The power of God makes Christianity fruitful. Your purpose is designed to impact the world. First, your friends, community, then the nations. You need your own power. I don't make excuses with church attendance. You must have power, and power is obtained by regular church attendance. Anointing is more valuable than anything. You become a powerful Christian and trample Satan. Alan Joseph McNeil. I, Jesse Powerhouse McDougal, am trampling you, old weak man, by force of the will of the people and the 11 million Christians that have founded and governed the orderliness in this country. The will of the people is against you, Alan Joseph McNeil, and the helix of the 11 million Christians in this country are activated and have you as the point of interest. At the moment, you can repent at any moment and ask forgiveness for your sins and start contributing in a positive manner. Or you can continue to stonewall as God pours out his anointing and fury and glory upon you, Alan Joseph McNeil. Satan wants you to not go to church. It's because Satan doesn't want you to get anointing. And if you have anointing, you are powerful. So if you don't have anointing, you're powerless. And you're under the tyranny of the likes of Alan McNeil, who just don't care about you or the people that are hurting in the society. These people think just because they don't understand the pain and the trample damage they've caused to others makes them liable. I'll tell you what, for free, Alan Joseph McNeil, I, Jesse Powerhouse McDougal, am speaking from firsthand experience. Ignorance is not an excuse, son. The law is not an option. Alan Joseph McNeil at this time is being processed under criminal and civil processes. It makes more sense for this man to cooperatively work together than to fight and argue and roll around in shit like a pig. The sum force this man has put onto me and attempted to end my life numerous times, the sum force when it could have been a 1% of the sum force this man has put onto me to betray, deceive, and kill me. Not even 1% of that force has gone into a way to support me and to support the hand of God in my life. Alan Joseph McNeil, I highly suggest you get out of the way of God activating in my life. This is for your highest benefit. Your anointing will affect others' lives. Without anointing, nothing happens. With anointing makes God alive, such as now. There are moments in God where you have to capitalize on the moment. The kingdom of God is a kingdom of blessings. Anytime you seek God, be desperate. No one sees your desperation except God. God stands out desperate Christians. Christianity without anointing is religion. There is no supernatural at work. The power of God is the supernatural at work. You need anointing to hear God. It takes power to hear God, and you want to hear God. The Lord, thy God, that gives power to get wealth. Get God's power, then you get wealth. You need a spiritual office where God ordains your role. The demand is to be planted in the gates of heaven. He saved you to put you in an office so you can impact others. If you work for God, you are a special person. Eventually, God calls you. This is a vortex of heaven. You will accept training in the house of God. An obedient Christian is the most evolved human being on earth. Those who are trained in the house of God. Distraction is destruction. A church called is more powerful than the White House. Become interested in working for God. You must get called by the Spirit of God. God gives me children when He puts me in office. If God blesses you, come back to His house. How to possess the open doors. So now when you're in the gates, here's how to possess them. Okay, you're in, you want to stay in. You don't want to get kicked out energetically of where you're at, where your spirit is at. Because you want to maintain this posture, this spiritual posture, to activate the blessings that now you've put yourself into. Satan will stop your destiny. He uses any means and anyone necessary to do so. You must fight for your blessing. Don't spectate, but labor until blessing comes to pass. If God gives you something, push to make it come to pass. It's one thing for heaven to announce, doesn't mean it manifests. Do your part, God will do His. You must have power to receive. Whatever God has given, my push, knowledge, warfare, or Satan will scatter it. Must be aggressive. God shows His end from the beginning. God does not lie. Extremists will do well in Christianity. God gives you stuff, but you have to go into it and manifest it. Run to church, because at church is where He heals you. When you're in moment of darkness, run to church so the moment of darkness becomes a moment of light. Anything God gives you, He announces first. You must be ready to push. I do not let what God shows me slip. I push in areas that increase knowledge and warfare against it. If Satan succeeds in destroying your blessing, it brings Satan diabolical joy. If Satan succeeds in destroying your blessing, it brings Satan diabolical joy. God is not a small-time God. He is big-time God. God is a G. The things God gives you, pursue it. Heaven is within you. God loves hearing testimony in church. You want to walk in perpetual testimony. That's going to end the vortex of heaven.